Project Titan at a crossroads, according to Apple Insider, and this is from their, what they say, previously.
Wouldn't it be weird if that were the actual car? that looks like a Remington Razor that they glued wheels on.
They do admit Apple artists' poor rendering of an Apple garage.
That's an East German
This Trabant.
It looks very futuristic.
We're use the Trabant as our model.
That's the Vauxhall from Top Gear, I'm pretty Vauxhall. Sure.
This is from a previously reliable source with knowledge of the team's activities, according to Apple Insider. Johnny Ive, in a post-holiday progress review, expressed his displeasure, shall we say, with the group's headway, and there is now a hiring freeze on the team responsible. We know that about 1,000 people are working on Project Titan, a Apple car project. In fact, hiring was so aggressive that Apple's poaching of talent from Tesla has been cited as an impact on Tesla production.
Right.
Elon Musk's response to that was, the only engineers we're losing to Apple are the crappy ones.
Sour grapes.
The ones we hired to begin with.
And we didn't want them anyway. They were a big mistake.
Go ahead. Go to that Apple. We don't care.
Big jerky jerks.
Jerks.
Let me show you my new spaceship that we're landing on a robotic barge in the ocean.
Yes, pay no attention to that.
No one else has done that except for Blue Planet, but let's not talk about that.
I love that. That fight is great. The Bezos-Musk fight.
We all benefit.
Which I hope there's a little bit of a slip, because remember when SpaceX did their launch or their first reusable and got successful landing, wasn't it Blue Origin? Welcome to the club. We did that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like a space race without tax money.
Right.
Exactly. UFC in words.
Well, isn't it better that they're spending it on spaceships rather than big sailboats?
Sailboats. That's what they used to battle over. Yeah. Who has
they still
the biggest
do.
Yacht?
They still do.
Oh, they got enough money for the spaceship and the yacht.
Yes.
I know, but...
Well, and Apple has enough money for 1,000 engineers to work on a car on spec.
That theoretically doesn't exist.
Right. I mean, just like, well, let's see. Let's just try it. See what happens. Why not?
You know, I was thinking about that last week when a lot of these rumors were first coming out, that it must be kind of disheartening that a lot of people would come to Apple to work on this project because they know that even if there's a pay cut involved, even if they don't have the same stature they might have had at a motor company, this is something that's genuinely exciting. That just like every electronic engineer, or many of them, would have loved to have been a part of the team that built the first Macintosh. These are people who are living a dream of doing something that's going to be historically important. But nonetheless, this is still an unannounced product. This is still unofficial. At any point, Apple can decide that this is a dead end and they need to really put all those resources into VR. And suddenly they are the chief engineer of a project that never existed, that they still can never talk about. I mean, it's great for personal growth, but it must be a little bit disheartening to know that your project could be sent into the cornfield at any moment.
And the best part is, I don't think that they're taking a pay cut. My guess is Apple is paying whatever they need to pay to bring the right engineers in to what they, you know, they're ruthlessly poaching whoever they think is worth having for this.
Let's say the average salary is $150,000, $250 million a year. It's not. That's doable.
I bet
the
you it's more
thing
than
is that.
That
we can look at recent.
Well, average salary. Some people average, are going to make less,
yeah,
right?
Not many. Not in the engineering. Not, all of those. Yeah, I bet you 150, 200.
So say you're spending, then you're spending $500 million to $1 billion a year. That's a lot of money.
We can quickly look at like recent history, though. Like if you look at the iPhone, Project Purple, that started off as a tablet project, and then they didn't think they could make a tablet, so they started making a phone. But all those technologies and a lot of those engines, like, that project was almost identical. It just ended up having a different interim application. And then pretty soon after that, they went back to making the iPad, and all the technologies. This is why this story is quasi-fishy to me, because Titan, just like Purple, wasn't just a phone. Purple was also iOS, which ended up being a major component for Apple's future. It wasn't just the hardware and the atoms that the designers were putting together. And my guess is that Project Titan is similar, that yes, there's all these people from Tesla and other car people, but there's also all sorts of other things going on, because an Apple car wouldn't just be a Ford car. It would be a computer on wheels, the way the phone is a computer that makes calls.
And that's what the Tesla is, really. Right. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. But, you know, what does a hiring freeze mean? Because Apple is still working on bits all the time. So the whole thing is, maybe there's certain parts of it that they're changing.
Well, also, the guy overseeing the project apparently left.
Well, I think that's why you have a hiring freeze, is to make sure that whoever the new guy is the guy who's making the choices of who he's bringing into his engineering.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a 16-year Apple veteran. He's still there, but he's told people he's leaving for personal reasons.
And again, that's one person. It's like Jeff Williams ran Apple Watch, but there was also Kevin Lynch running the software, and there was another guy running the hard. Like, there are multiple people who are running that project, and not all of them have left, and all of them still have teams that are highly functional.
Apple's such an interesting company that this is one of those companies where if I know that they have a project that's this big, and there are there's a fact that one of the most prominent people on that team has left. And the rumor that is there's a hiring freeze, that on other companies that would make me think that, okay, maybe this is not going to move forward. With Apple, you really do have to consider that they had their research into both the technology they're developing and where they want this to be in relationship to the Apple of 2025 is that they wound up someplace they didn't expect they're going to go, and they realized that they don't have the right people and they don't have the right plan. So it's still moving forward, only they decide that they want to make a spaceship instead of a high altitude airplane, for instance. I mean, Renee is absolutely right. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's every dollar you put into something that's kind of speculative can come back three or fourfold, so long as you're investing in ideas and not in a you're not locked into a specific product that you're making.
I think they decided they want to go to three wheels.
God, I hope not. There is a big three wheel electric car project.
Yeah. Or six wheels. That'll be the iPad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A little tank. They're going to put everything's going to be
also
a tank.
Put it in perspective, when you have 110,000 employees, 1,000 is less than 1%. It's not
a small number. It's still just dabbling.
It's a rounding error.
Their biggest advantage is having so much money that they can, again, spend 5 years on something and not even be assured that they're going to get their money back for it. They're not going to love spending money on something that doesn't ship, but it's going to develop, as Renee said, it's going to develop technologies that are going to feed into a whole bunch of things.
I've talked to people who are no longer at Apple who were pretty high level, and they said that there were things that Apple developed that they spent tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars developing that he would die to have in his house, and then they just said it's not a viable
business we want to be in.
Yep.
I can't tell all the details, but about 6 years ago I was shown something absolutely shocking that it was a consumer level device of something that I would never have imagined a company like Apple getting into, but it was just as you said, it was something that they put a lot of time and effort into, but then they ultimately decided it doesn't fit into our plan. I'm not saying that I was taken to a secret meeting. It was something that someone showed me, something they should not have shown me, with the understanding that I would not talk about it in any way that would affect them directly.
They're now fired.
They've left the company like 3 or 4 years ago, or else I would not have been wouldn't be talking about it right now. But it struck me as, wow, I wonder if this person's playing a trick on me, or B, I wonder if I'm missing so much context about this that I don't know why they're working on this. But then after like the iPhone and the iPad came out, you sort of understand that, okay, that would not have made any sense given that. Mm-hmm. But it's exactly that situation where you're shocked when you have that much money. You can, quote, waste, unquote, money on things that are interesting but not necessarily going to directly make your next earnings call more interesting for the investors.
And I think that you have to do that. I mean, as a company, you have to take a lot of dead ends. In a much smaller scale, I definitely take lots of dead ends doing what we do, you know, and we just go, well, that was a mistake and, you know, that didn't work out, but we have to keep on, you know, that's how you keep moving your company forward.
And Apple has other interests. For instance, they just hired a big shot in virtual reality and AR, Doug Bowman, presumably to helm an AR research at
there's
Apple.
Been rumors that they've already been noodling with it. Obviously, they're getting a little
more
serious.
They bought some companies, bought a company last year.
They have a bunch of patents in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Doug Bowman was at Virginia Tech. He was on sabbatical. He's the director of the University Center for Human-Computer Interaction. You know what? I could easily see them doing other stuff besides VR and AR with them.
Can you imagine, Leo, in the Apple driverless car, they can make you think, like, you're on your way to work, it's a highway, but outside, all you see is Provence or Venice or something.
How about this? Better yet, they just stay in the driveway and they make you think you're at work.
What if at one point, like, you suddenly snap awake and you're in this tub of goo with this hose in your neck?
You took the blue pill. I told you not to take the blue pill.
When you think about AR from a car perspective, I mean, imagine being able to go to a tourist site, let's say like Gettysburg.
Oh, there's lots.
And have them drive you around Gettysburg, and as you look out the windows, you see things that would have happened overlaid and
they'd
more information.
They'd be crazy
and all
not
these
to
other
be working
things,
on
and
this.
There's an incredible.
Yeah, Microsoft is, Google is.
And again, given that it takes years and years and years to figure, get your head around it, again, this is another one of the things they can spend $100 million a year.
They need to.
Figuring it out. They have to.
If they didn't, I would say they were, you know, in violation of their fiduciary duty.
Yep. It's super interesting because everybody can use a phone, but with VR, you have people who are claustrophobic who won't like it, and you have people who can't focus and converge without getting vertigo in the same plane. Right. But also, from a Facebook point of view, for example, on a desktop, you can just close your Facebook browser. On a phone, you can just close the Facebook app. When it's sitting on your head, they have a much more immersive, hard-to-leave experience.
You just rip the helmet off, as I've done many times.
Companies are going to fight for that because attention, like Facebook has shown clearly that what they want is attention. They bought Instagram, they bought WhatsApp, because that threatened Facebook attention. And now if you have a virtual world, companies are going to want control of that virtual world.
Now, the biggest question that I'm getting, that these engineers are asking, at least the ones that I've been talking to, is really they're trying to figure out that whatever we build today is definitely not the thing that we're trying to build. It's only the thing that we can see right now because it's the logical next step. Think about 15 years ago, what someone would imagine a mobile phone would look like right now. They would figure that, well, they must have figured, they'll definitely figure out a way to put a full-sized keyboard in there, and they'll definitely figure out a way to put in a printer, not a full-sized printer, of course, but something so that you could print like out a ticket. They would not have figured out the idea that maybe the screen will be so high resolution and there'll be a way of encoding visual information so densely that you could actually have a secure 2D barcode that you could that would represent your ticket. All that sort of stuff was unimaginable, and that's exactly the sort of thinking that when people at a certain high level are working on this, they're saying that Oculus Cinema is a really good idea. The idea of an immersive game or an augmented reality experience where you look around and we're annotating things is a good experience, but that's only the stuff that we can think about because we grew up with games and we grew up with Google searches. So it's going to be nothing like that. As a matter of fact, I would be surprised if anybody who is in college right now is even going to be capable of writing those apps. It's going to be people who are taking their first coding course in junior high or sixth grade right now that's going to crack it.